I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The steady rise in energy prices means many of us are looking for savings. Could be something big like switching to a hybrid car, or small like using compact fluorescent bulbs. You'd think the appeal of energy-efficient products would be on the rise worldwide. Well, in Japan, companies that make such products sometimes find it hard to get consumers to bite. Cyrus Farivar reports from Tokyo.
Earlier this month, one of Japan's biggest electronics retailers, BitCamera, concluded a promotion offering its customers store credit if they bought certain green gadgets and home appliances. The higher the product's energy efficiency rating, the higher the credit. Kazuhito Gunji is a spokesman for BitCamera.
We think reducing energy consumption isn't just our problem. Everybody on the planet has to think about it. We want to promote these environmental concerns as everyone's problem. Now, I can't say that this promotion will have a big impact on Japan, but home appliances are things we use daily, so maybe we can take a small step in order to make a big impact on the environment.
Here on the streets of Akihabara, Tokyo's gadget neighborhood, most people don't seem to be concerned with buying the most energy-efficient product. They say that what matters most is the price, and not how green something is. On this night, Kurihara, a 20-year-old man who works in retail, is shopping for a hard disk video recorder. He says that while he buys a lot of electronics, the green-focused promotions by companies like BitCamera don't have any impact on him. He says he sees those promotions all the time, but he doesn't pay any attention to them at all. For the last few years, Japan has tried to convince consumers that buying energy-efficient products actually saves them money in the long run. The country has one of the most aggressive energy rating systems in the world. When Japanese consumers buy a product like a computer monitor or a television, it's marked right on the box how that particular model compares with the standard for that type of product. For instance, 140% means that the product is 40% more efficient than the baseline value, which is updated every year. Products sold in the U.S. have similar ratings, but they're harder to understand and compare. Tetsunari Ida is executive director of the Institute for Sustainable Energy Policies in Tokyo. He says it's crucial for Japan to get through to consumers because their energy consumption is rising steadily.
The domestic electricity use is so high because all the households are full of electronic gadgets, right? Maybe more than three TV at a house is maybe average.
In the end, though, this consumer-based approach may be the wrong tactic, according to Charles Smulders. He's an analyst with Gartner Research. Smulders says the real challenge is to lower the energy that goes into making gadgets and appliances in the first place.
So most of the energy goes into building a product, not operating it. And we call this embedded energy. So if you separate for a product the embedded energy versus the actual energy used to operate it, you'll find that the majority of the energy goes into building it, not operating it.
The cost of shipping consumer goods is part of that equation too. And there was news on that front as well in Japan this week. The country's two biggest shipping lines, Nippon Yusen KK and Nippon Oil, announced they would be adding solar panels to a new cargo ship slated for completion this December. They claim the new ship will be the first cargo vessel to have its engines partially powered by solar energy. For The World, I'm Cyrus Farivar, Tokyo.